Make sure you're subscribed to Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit that subscription button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we'll continue our study of St. Matthew with Holy Innocents Martyrs, from Egypt to Galilee, the introduction of the Baptist and the coming one, and Jesus receives a sinner's baptism? Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand at thewordendures.org and on the Lutheran Public Radio app.
You've got casinos operating at 50% capacity with hundreds of thousands of people going through them, and you've got these churches limited to 50 people. I think the proof is in the pudding.
Divorce is really just the kickoff of a lifetime of transition, loss, and instability for kids. And if you're a child of divorce, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Those who view science and faith as enemies understand neither.
Muhammad, he wants you to believe him on force. For Jesus, he does things to make you want to believe him.
Parents trying to attend a virtual conference with a toddler in the living room. Love Issues, etc.
Where it might be to create this Islamic work.
There's a famous account where Jesus is in the home of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Lazarus is out of the room, but Jesus is there with Mary. She sits at his feet. Martha, the gospel writer tells us, is distracted with much serving. Now, Jesus gently chides her when she urges him to have Mary help her. He says that Mary has chosen the better part, the one thing that is necessary. So was it wrong for Martha to serve? And what is the one thing necessary, the better part? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to begin today's show discussing anxiety and necessity with Pastor Roy Askins. Then Pastor Paul McCain of Concordia Publishing House will join us live for the rest of today's program. He'll be responding to your questions and comments on the Lutheran Confessions. We're concluding our very long series with him, and we'll be giving away Concordia, the Lutheran Confessions, during our interview with Paul. You can give us a call live this Thursday afternoon, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Joining us to talk about anxiety and necessity, Pastor Roy Askins, managing editor for the Lutheran Witness magazine and author of a column for the latest issue titled One Thing is Necessary. Pastor Askins, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you. Good to be here.
We're going to be talking about this account of Mary and Martha in Luke chapter 10. It says there that Martha was distracted with much serving. What does distracted mean there?
when you first look at the text, you know, we think of distraction oftentimes in the sense of our digital devices, right? I've got a phone, it's constantly dinging. I had to make sure I muted it before I came in here for the interview, so we didn't have any dinging here. Just all these things dinging and reminding us. And this leads to a sense of distraction. You know, there's just kind of things going on. But here in this text, Martha is distracted with much serving. And if you look at the word there, she's overwhelmed. There's so much going on. She's caring for the house. She's preparing this meal for Jesus, preparing for her guests. There is so much going on that she's overwhelmed. She is all the various things that go with preparing this meal and whatever it is for Jesus as he comes. She's overwhelmed. She's overburdened. There's just too much going on for her to be able to sit down and focus, as Mary does, on the one thing necessary.
So how does that account connect us to Jesus' teaching elsewhere on worry, fear, anxiety?
So the thing is, Martha is here, she's distracted. What is she doing? She's taking care of all of these things necessary to provide for Jesus. But as we look at Jesus' other teachings throughout the scriptures, he's constantly telling us not to worry, not to be afraid, not to be anxious about all the things that are going on around us. Of course, we have in Matthew where he talks about how the Lord clothes the flowers of the field and they are of greater splendor than even Solomon, and yet they are cut and burned in the fire. Same thing also with the birds of the air. Not a single sparrow falls to the ground without our Lord knowing about them. And are you not of more value than the sparrows, Jesus says. And so, yes, we of course are concerned about providing for those around us, and yet we are not to be anxious about all the things that go along with life. And when Jesus calls us not to be anxious, you know, sometimes we think that this is in some sense just kind of a pious, nice thing to say. I shouldn't be worried. But he's in fact telling us, do not be worried. I will provide for you in your needs.
What is the real source of our fear and anxiety?
You know, there's a couple of different things here that we can reflect on. And I think ultimately our real fear and anxiety is that we're not trusting in our Lord to provide for us. We know he says he's going to provide for us, and yet we're just afraid. This is a first commandment issue. We're just afraid that he's not going to provide for us. And I think there's a couple of different ways that we are afraid. In one sense, I think we end up being afraid that he's not going to provide for us in the way that we want to be provided for, right? He says he's going to provide food for every day. You know, every day he's going to provide for you and what you need. Well, maybe what I want is actually a steak and fine wine, but that's not actually what he provides. And so we're actually afraid more of missing out on the finer things of life rather than being content with what our Lord provides.
You talk in your article about the fear of missing out or something like that.
Yeah, FOMO, the fear of missing out. Yeah, exactly.
How does that manifest itself in our lives, as even in the middle of a global pandemic, we're still pretty comfortable?
Well, speaking from personal experience, I spent a number of years in the mission field, and it was incredible to me to visit some places throughout Asia that are incredibly poor, and comparing, just for an example, what they ate in comparison with what I could eat and the variety of foods I had available to me, even as a missionary on the mission field, but especially in the U.S. So you visit some of these places and they eat predominantly rice, and there's a little bit of maybe meat. There's some vegetables, a little bit of sauce, and that's it. And they're content with this. They're happy with this. Whereas for myself, I was sitting here eating with them and these wonderful people and their great hospitality, thinking, boy, I would get so bored with this. You know, there's so much more finer foods out there. I just love this amazing Indian food or Sri Lankan food or whatever it is. But just plain rice, I would get so bored with that, right? And so there's this fear of getting bored with the Lord's gifts, afraid of not being able to experience the fine steaks that you could get in a fine restaurant or something along those lines. So there's this fear of missing out in the sense that we begin to, in some sense, kind of idolize the experiences we have here on earth rather than being content with what our Lord provides, which may not be the finest, greatest things, but are exactly what we need.
Talk about our heightened anxiety and fear during 2020.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful year, hasn't it? It's been, in many ways, a kind of a frightening experience. We've seen, of course, the pandemic. We've seen the various riots breaking out here recently. With the upcoming election, there's all sorts of worries and fears about whether or not our preferred candidate is going to get elected to the presidency, all sorts of various things like this. And of course, it's ratcheted up by those around us who don't have the hope that we have. I mean, the fact of the matter is, as Christians, as the people of God, we have a perspective that actually transcends this existence here on earth, right? We're looking toward heaven and what our Lord has planned out for us. But for those who don't have this hope, who expect that this is all that they have, this is life and death for them in many ways. And so it compounds this and it becomes even more over the top in terms of their declarations about what's going on and what's happening in the world. And it just increases the anxiety. We see this in the media. You see it all over the place, just these excessive stories about what's going on. And this just makes it even more anxious, makes us more anxious and afraid of what's going on.
Add to that the fact that many have observed that the media likes to play to our fears. They've discovered that's a very good way of keeping us scrolling and watching and tuning in. How would you advise us to stay informed about the world that appears to be falling down around our ears without feeding into that vicious cycle?
It's difficult. I think in one sense, it's about keeping, and we're going to get to this a little bit later, but it's about keeping the right perspective and realizing that as Lutherans, we keep our eyes locked in, focused on Jesus. And having that proper perspective that focuses on Jesus, that looks to Jesus, we then interpret everything through Jesus. We look to Jesus first, And then the things that we see and we interact with are understood in relation to Jesus. If I also can, in a little plug for this issue of the Lutheran Witness, Andrew Egger, who is a writer for The Dispatch, wrote an article for us on how to read the news as a Lutheran. And I think he does a good job of encouraging us how to have an appropriate attitude toward the media and realizing that they each have their own biases as they approach this. But the important thing is, of course, to keep our eyes locked in and focused on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith.
So when Jesus says of Mary, she has chosen the better part, one thing is needful, what is he talking about?
He's talking about himself. She is sitting at his feet, hearing his word as he preaches and proclaims it. All of these things that make us anxious and surround us are there to distract us from the one thing necessary, and that is Jesus Christ, who provides for us, promises to provide for us, and will provide for us in all of our circumstances. And so that's the one thing that Jesus calls us to also pay attention to and focus on, Jesus Christ himself, the one thing necessary.
We're talking about anxiety and necessity. Pastor Roy Askins is our guest managing editor for the Lutheran Witness magazine. He likes to talk about a Lutheran perspective. We'll find out what it is next.
What is the Lutheran Witness? Simple. It's a monthly magazine on faith and life, theology and culture that helps readers interpret the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective. Filled with expert insights, good writing, and inspiring stories, it also provides essential church information for LCMS members. What is the Lutheran Witness? Simple. It's the flagship periodical of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and it has been for more than a century. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today.
Here's a new way for you to win the LPR bundle package. Submit a time cue with the show number for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. If your selection wins Soundbite of the Week, we'll send you an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. tote bag, notepad, pen, and bumper sticker. Just send your submission for Soundbite of the Week with a time cue and show number to talkback@issuesetc.org, and you could win the LPR bundle package. Talkback@issuesetc.org.
Where doctrine is life. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills, too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the gift of Latin today. To order, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR20. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth, Luther Academy, 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Dr. Roy Askins, managing editor for the Lutheran Witness, is our guest. We're talking about anxiety and necessity. Roy, you like to talk about a Lutheran perspective. What is that?
So as I alluded to a little bit earlier, a Lutheran perspective is, the idea of perspective itself. Let's start there. You know, there's this idea that as a Lutheran, you have these Lutheran lenses that you put on, and you can look at whatever you want, but as long as you got your Lutheran lenses on, you're good, right? But then you can take that lens off, and just as valid, you can grab another lens that's maybe a Methodist lens or a secular lens or whatever, and put those glasses on and get the perspective there. And the idea then is that there's something outside of this that you're looking at, and you're just swapping your glasses in and off. That's not a good way to look at this. As Lutherans, our perspective is more not of what we're looking through, but what we're looking at, right? It's not that as Lutherans we have these Lutheran eyeglasses that we put on and they just splash Luther's rose on everything. but rather as Lutherans were focused on Jesus Christ and him alone. I describe it in the article as more of a vista, right? You know what these are. You're on the side of the road or you're driving along, you come along this vista and you pull over, you get up, walk through the vista, and it opens before you this beautiful valley or mountain or whatever you're looking at. And the point is you're looking at it. Your perspective from this vista is what you're looking at. And that's as Lutherans what we do. We keep our eyes focused on Jesus. And then from that focus on Jesus, we can look to and or understand and comment on and understand what's going on around us in terms of what's causing us anxieties and fears.
So we have Mary sitting at Jesus' feet, literally sitting at Jesus' mm-hmm. feet, hearing him speak. What does sitting at Jesus' feet look like today?
It means being in the Word. It means regularly hearing the Word. And I actually mean hearing it. I mean sitting down with your family or by yourself or before dinner, whatever, and actually literally reading out loud the Word of God, even if you're by yourself. I mean, this is a common understanding that reading used to be a verbal thing, oral thing, was out loud. Reading the Word of God out loud to yourself to hear this Word, reading it with your family before and after dinner for devotions, also regularly being in the presence of our Lord's gifts in the divine service on Sunday morning, hearing your pastor read the Word of God and preach this. Where the Word of God is, that's where Jesus is, and that's where we go to sit at his feet and hear the proclamation of his Word. That's where we sit at the feet of Jesus.
At times like these, we might be tempted to engage in what my boss often calls theological escapism or spiritual escapism. We don't want to deal with the anxieties of this world, and so we kind of hide away in theology mm-hmm. a little bit, theological escapism. What's the danger of that, and how do we avoid that while still remaining in the Word?
So the danger here of theological escapism is the danger of not being in service to your neighbor. The reality is the Word of God and theology is eminently practical, right? It is, of course, fun and delightful to go through all these theological discussions and theological debates, and especially as pastors and seminarians, these are things that we might delight in doing and take great care and delight in. But this does not absolve us from actually being aware of what's going on around us and being able to speak God's Word into those situations. You know, you think of a pastor, and one of the things a pastor is called to do is not simply preach the Word of God, but he's called to preach the Word of God to his people, to those sitting in the pews, to those who are living in the midst of this anxiety, to those who are living in the midst of this political situation that's coming, or at least appears to be coming apart at the seams, and they're living in the reality of this. And the pastor is called to preach the Word to those people, which means he has to know and understand what they're going through. He has to know and understand their anxieties and their fears, and he has to know how to apply God's Word and bring them to hear this Word sitting at the feet of Jesus while they're in that circumstance and in that place.
How does God's Word then answer our anxieties over things? The list goes on every day: race relations, politics, the pandemic, the economic situation, etc.
Part of us desires to have an answer to all these problems. You know, I can remember as a young person having issues and problems, fears come up, and wanting to open the Word of God and have an answer to this exact problem right here, right? I'm dealing with girlfriend issues, so where does this talk about this in the Bible? And the fact of the matter is, the Bible doesn't necessarily answer every single problem that we have in terms of giving us a solution for who do you elect on November, is it 3rd or 4th, whenever the elections are. It doesn't give us an answer for how to deal with the pandemic, but it does give us the answer to all of our problems ultimately, which is in Jesus Christ. Once again, returning to Jesus, keeping our eyes focused on Jesus. Pandemics are going to come. Death comes to us all. Elections, politics, all of these things are going to come. The fact of the matter is, all of these have been answered in Jesus Christ and in the ultimate hope that in him we have life eternal. For those who trust in him and cling to him, we have life eternal. In him, we have the answer.
So Martha's problem wasn't that she was simply busy or that she was serving, but that those things had distracted her from Jesus in her home.
Exactly. They had distracted her from the one thing necessary. And this happens to us as well. I mean, I have 7 children. You want to talk about distraction. There's a little bit of that going around my house. But the fact of the matter is, as a family, we work to orient ourselves around Jesus and being at his feet, even as we continue to care for and provide for one another. I can't suddenly decide, you know what, I don't have time to provide for my children or care for them. But at the same time, I need to be focused on bringing them to hear the word of God, regular devotions, family devotions around the table, before bedtime, when they wake up in the morning, focusing them and keeping them constantly thinking about what our Lord has done for us and how they can then serve their neighbor in light of that.
You are the managing editor of the Lutheran Witness magazine. Tell us about it.
Lutheran Witness magazine is an amazing magazine. We've actually been publishing for nearly 140 years. There are very few publications in the United States that actually can claim to be doing that or have done that. The Lutheran Witness is the flagship periodical of Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, produced by Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, published and distributed by Concordia Publishing House, cph.org. You can subscribe at cph.org/witness, but I want to encourage you. We just recently launched an updated website where we have a lot of wonderful content on this website, witness.lcms.org. We actually just wrapped up a letter to the editor contest, and we'll be having another one of those in the near future. So do make sure you check out that website, witness.lcms.org. And then also make sure if your congregation, in fact, most of our subscriptions are congregations subscribing for their members. If your congregation does not subscribe, do talk to them. I know there are significantly discounted rates that we give to districts and congregations that subscribe their entire congregation. So we're here to help you look at the world from a Lutheran perspective.
The Lutheran Witness magazine is available in print and online. Learn more at cph.org/witness. Interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective, the Lutheran Witness, cph.org/witness. Pastor Roy Askins is managing editor of the Lutheran Witness magazine and author of a column for the latest issue titled One Thing is Necessary. Roy, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me, Todd. I appreciate it.
We will be giving away copies of Concordia, the Lutheran Confessions, to listeners with questions and comments for Pastor Paul McCain as we conclude our almost 7-year series with him on the Lutheran Confessions, live next.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we'll continue our study of St. Matthew with Holy Innocents Martyrs. From Egypt to Galilee, the introduction of the Baptist and the coming one, and Jesus receives a sinner's baptism? Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand at thewordendures.org and on the Lutheran Public Radio app.
At Hope Lutheran Church in Sunbury, Ohio, you will find rest for your soul, strength for the day, forgiveness of sins, and hope for the future through Jesus Christ. Because at Hope, you'll hear the Word of God faithfully taught and receive the sacrament faithfully delivered. This is Pastor Ben Meyer inviting you to join us at Hope for Bible class and Sunday school at 9:15 a.m. and the Divine Service at 8 and 10:30 a.m. Find us on the web at hopelutheransunbury.org.
Concordia University Chicago is committed to keeping college affordable for all, and especially for LCMS Lutherans. We have scholarships available specifically for students who are LCMS members. This is Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia Chicago, asking you to encourage your student to check out Concordia Chicago at cuchicago.edu. And if you are interested in supporting these scholarships, please find us online at foundation@cuchicago.edu.
Timeless truth that prepares scholars to serve their neighbor in all of life through their various vocations. This is what scholars receive at Wittenberg Academy. If you are looking for a solidly Lutheran online education for your child, consider Wittenberg Academy, where doctrine is sound, academics are rigorous, and relationships are genuine. We offer full-time, part-time, and diploma track options to meet your child's Lutheran education needs. We partner with brick-and-mortar schools and homeschools. You can find out more at wittenbergacademy.org.
Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Not only does our church need men right now, but the world needs men who will proclaim the gospel in its purity.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Peter Scare, Associate Professor of New Testament at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
if when you go to sleep at night, you're thinking about it, my experience with it is this, is that thought won't go away. So if you're going to bed at night thinking about following our Lord and becoming a preacher of this gospel, then I would love if you could come and visit Fort Wayne, our campus. We'd love to show you around and show you what it is that we do.
Have you ever considered becoming a pastor? Contact Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana at 1-800-481-2155, 800-481-2155, or visit ctsfw.edu. Christ-centered, cross-focused, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.